A visit to the emergency room, either as a patient or a concerned relative of the injured or ill, is never a welcome experience, even when the best of care is provided. It is especially difficult for children. It may become just a bit easier, though, by the end of next year, when Albany Medical Center opens a four-story, $50 million pediatric emergency department. James Barba is the president and CEO of Albany Med.
There are approximately 750,000 children in the service area that Albany Medical Center services. When any one of those children comes into our current emergency department, we try to shelter them in a special unit off to one side. And we do that fairly successfully, although not uniformly. That unit, however, does not prevent the children from hearing the sounds and sometimes seeing the sights of an adult ER. So remembering that we are not just a level one trauma unit, but according to the Department of Health, the busiest level one trauma unit in the state. And so we get the accident victims, the gunshot victims, et cetera. We also have other very, very sick adults in that ER. It had occurred to a number of us a few years ago that as much as we try to shelter the kids, we can't do it. So we began to talk about and ultimately to plan to create a separate emergency facility for the children. And that's exactly what we're doing. I had a personal experience there, Brian, a couple of summers ago on a hot Saturday night in July or August. I had to bring my three-year-old granddaughter in. And again, it's exactly as I described it. We could put her in the side unit and care for her, and we did, and we care for her very well clinically. But again, we could not shelter her from the environmental concerns that a number of us have.
Apart from the sheltering of the patients, what will the treatment options be? How will they be different in the pediatric unit as opposed to the regular ER?
We intend to staff the new unit with board-certified pediatric emergency medicine physicians. We have a couple of them whom we employ already. We will increase their number when the new unit comes online. We will also be employing additional specially trained pediatric emergency nurses and other staff. So their care will be very, very individualized and specialized. As I like to say, Brian, children are not merely small adults. We don't just take the medicine that we give to adults and cut it in half or by a quarter or a third. These kids present with very unique issues, and their treatment is different from the treatment of adults. That's what they'll be getting in the new facility. They're getting it now to a certain extent, but we will be enhancing that complement.
Now, some people are treated at the ER and they go home. Others are admitted to the hospital. Will there be a special pediatric department where these children will go after their treatment if they have to be admitted?
Well, yes, Brian. We already have a children's hospital here at Albany Medical Center. So we have special facilities for these children depending upon the level of acuity of their illness. If they are acutely ill, it would be likely, unless they're infants, it would be likely that they would go to the pediatric intensive care unit. If they're infants, they go to the neonatal intensive care unit. If they are less acutely ill, they would go to the general children's hospital floor.
This is a four-story, 70,500-square-foot emergency department. Most emergency rooms are one floor. What will the other three stories include?
The first two stories are clinical, so children will be treated on each of the first two floors. And it's just a matter of the types of illness or injury with which they're presenting. So we will have, if you will, general peds rooms. We will have trauma units for, God forbid, any child who is involved in a trauma. Those will be the first two floors, as I say. The second two floors will be occupied by the doctors and staff of this facility and of the adult facility. We've run out of room to take care of just general office space and conference space for these superb doctors and nurses, and we need to put them all together.
James Barba is the president and CEO of Albany Medical Center. The Pediatric Emergency Department at Albany Med is expected to open late next year.